cautious, man. Stay scheming. You got me ready to pop it, for counting my pockets. I feel like you niggas is plotting, so you better watch it. Now I sit with my rocket, you want it, you got it.
Yes, yes. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. We back in the building. Yeah, we back in the building, man. We back in the building. We back in the building, and we back talking about Ja Morant. Damn. Damn, man. Man, yo, when I seen that video, the first thing I thought about was why. You know, why? Why would you put yourself in this predicament again? I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? We got a man here who's, you know, worth millions playing in the NBA. You know, you made it, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You made it. Like, you're doing what so many people in the hood, you know what I'm saying, who would do anything to get this opportunity that you got, and it seems like you're just doing everything you can do to lose the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, NBA Youngboy music ain't that good that it make you just forget what the hell you doing and just throw it all out the window, man. It's not that good. You know what I'm saying? It's not that good. Like, for you to sit here and have another gun situation, you know what I'm saying, after your last gun situation was just a couple of months ago, is wild to me. You're a grown-ass man. And it's crazy that it's crazy that you got to tell a grown man to grow up. Listen to how crazy that sound. Yo, my man is a grown-ass man that needs to grow up. That's wild to me. That's wild to me. And he got the cheat code. He got the cheat code. You know what I'm saying? See, before him, there was a Steven Jackson. There was a Malice in the Palace. You know what I'm saying? Before him, there was a Gilbert Arenas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get to watch people go through their ups and downs, right? And you get to learn from their mistakes. You don't have to know anybody personally to learn from their mistakes. You come up in this NBA, man. You know what I'm saying? You seen and had multiple people you could look towards and say, okay, damn, I see where his career went left. I see where his career went left. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do this. Here you are again, flashing the gun on live. What are you trying to prove? If you that hood, you that gangster, you not trying to prove it. Nobody want to be hood. Nobody want to be gangster. All the gangsters don't want to be gangster, my nigga. They trying to figure out how to not be gangster because they don't want to go do no time. Here you is riding around in a fucking, it looked like you riding around in the Rolls Royce Cullinan, a $500,000 car, and you want to be gangster. You want to turn up. You want to pull the guns out and all that. You know, if that's what you do, man, whatever floats your boat, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here giving my opinion on the podcast. You know? But you have people you can look toward to say, okay, nah, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Because at the end of the day, if you mess up your opportunity, you're not just messing up your opportunity for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Cause when you get into certain positions, the power, you are responsible, you know, for your last name. You're responsible for your family. You know what I'm saying? You made it, my man. You made it to the pinnacle of the highest of the heights. You did it. Now you have a chance to show your family shit that they would never see, potentially never see, if you ain't never make it to where you made it to. But it seems like you're not even taking that into consideration. You're just out here wilding. Like, come on, yo. It's corny, yo. In my opinion, this is my opinion, just my opinion. That shit is corny. All that acting tough, want to be gangster shit, corny. Like, why, my nigga, you in the NBA, you got millions of dollars. Have fun. You can have other fun. You don't have to do shit that'll jeopardize your career, man. These people not going to keep playing with you for too much longer. You need them more than they need you. You understand? They could get another you every draft. They're ushy ass right the fuck on out of here and have another one of you in the draft. They don't need you. Granted, you a superstar, you talented and all that. We all want to see you win. But you doing dumb shit for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing a lot of celebrities. Yo, his friends ain't his friends. Yo, that man is a grown ass man, yo. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear all that other shit. That man is a grown ass man. He's a grown man. He looked in the camera. He seen his man recording. Just in case y'all didn't see the video. His friend is recording. They're on live. He's dancing. They all turning up. He pulls the gun out. His friend tries his best to put the phone down mad fast. That's looking out for him. Because if his friends was trying to, why would his friends, right? Look, it's 2023. People aren't dumb. His friends know that he's the bag. So why would they jeopardize the bag? If that's my man and I get to hang out with him and he could possibly help me start a business or whatever, whatever, we cool, we rolling, we doing this. Why am I going to sit here and say I'm going to jeopardize his career? That's jeopardizing whatever I got going on. If that's my man, I might be in charge of merch or I might be in charge of, you know, whatever my job is from being around. Why would I jeopardize that? If his friend was trying to jeopardize it, his friend could have just kept the shit running and just had him on there, whatever. His friend really tried to put the phone down. So salute to him. You know what I'm saying? Salute to that man. I see people, oh, his friends this, his friends that. You can't blame that shit on his friends, man. I doubt any of his friends say, yo, John, yeah, yo, the gun over there on the table, go grab that joint. Yo, flash it on camera. You can't blame that on his friends. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what type of conversations his friends be having with him behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? And if he got some real ones with him, I hope they did pull him to the side like, yo, my man, what you doing? You're going to blow this bag. You're going to blow the bag for all of us. Not only for yourself, for your family, for everybody, nigga. Like, that shit don't last, man. That shit don't last, yo. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could last, but it can't last. You know, if you think about Vin Baker, right? No knock to Vin Baker, but he made over $100 million in his NBA career. And now he works at Starbucks. That could easily be John Morant. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you out here bugging out for no reason. No reason. There is no reason, man. Nobody cares about if you a gangster or not, man. Everybody respect, niggas like your basketball playing ability. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody is looking for you to be no gangster, my man. Like, for real. Nobody's looking for that. I see people, oh, it's not illegal to have a gun and he can own the gun. Yes, he can. You want to shoot guns so bad, go to the shooting range, man. Regardless on how unfair you think it is, regardless on how, you know, bullshit you think the rules are, whatever the case, my man, this is what you signed up for. You know what I'm saying? This is what you signed up for. Certain shit comes with certain responsibilities. It is what it is. You didn't have to sign it up. If you want to shoot shit and run around with the guns out and do all that shit, you could have stayed in the hood and not even went to the league. That's with anything. You know what I'm saying? Go into your job tomorrow and flash your gun and see where the fuck you be. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. This is what you signed up for. This is what you signed up for. Certain things come with this contract. Certain things come with being an NBA professional NBA basketball player. It just is what it is. It don't matter if it's fair, right, or wrong. This is what you signed up for. I'm going to tell you something, man. Ain't nobody making no $100 million in the hood. Ain't nobody making no $100 million in the hood. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not happening. You know what I mean? It's not happening. You know, when I was younger, right, I used to want to play ball. know what I'm saying? I used to practice my autographs. I was dead nice. I just was like, you know, at some point in my life, I feel like, you know, subconsciously I had a lot of other shit going on, and I just, my mind just went away from basketball, you know. But there was a point in my, there was a point in time where that was what I was about, I was about playing basketball, you know what I'm saying? And then my mind went other places, you know, house shit and, you know, just family shit. And I just felt like, I don't know, it just, whatever. My mind just, I didn't have the same passion for basketball. I like to play it, but I didn't have the same passion, right? But if I was to get to the league, now I know I got a different type of responsibility. So I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize that. Because if I can make it to the league from the hood, I'm going to do everything in my power to stay the fuck out. I'm going to stay gone. Like, I'm not trying to get to the league and then come back to the hood because I done fucked around and blew it. And now I'm back in the hood looking stupid. It don't work like that. When you get out the hood, that is the goal. So now when you come back to the hood, you can come back to the hood and build rec centers. You can come back to the hood and mentor kids. You can come back to the hood and help kids get to the next level. You can come back to the hood, put a camp on. You could come back to the hood and just do positive things. You know what I'm saying? You're not trying to get to the league to at hood to get sent back to the hood. You know what I'm saying? But you want to be the nicest nigga at the fucking high school gym? Like, you have a opportunity to change your family's lives. You know what I'm saying? You're already probably changing their lives, but you have an opportunity to really, like, change their lives forever. So your family tree and your family lineage can not have to struggle. It's not worth it. I don't give a fuck if you feel like, yo, I ain't it. I should be able to do this and do that and do this. Man, what's worth it to you? You know what I'm saying? What's worth it? What's more important? You taking care of your family or you flashing guns because you want to look fucking gangster? That shit, yo, that shit, man. Listen, man. Listen. Let me tell you something, man. My son is 7 years old, right? And I'm a stay on his ass about what to do and what not to do. You know what I'm saying? Period. Period. I really do hope that Ja Morant's father is like, okay, listen, nigga. You fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fucking up to the point where I might put hands on you. Like, at the end of the day. Like, all that, yo, son, nigga, my son is my son. The end of the day. You came from me. You know what I'm saying? My son could grow up and get $100 million. Guess what? He gonna still love and respect me the same. And I'm not saying that Ja Morant don't respect his father. I don't know their relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Hopefully he respects his father enough that he'll listen to him. And hopefully his father will go up to him and really drop some shit on him and be like, yo, you're fucking up. Like, you're blowing this. You're gonna fuck us up doing dumb shit. You look stupid doing it. I'm just being real. It looks corny. It looks forced. Think about any street nigga you know. Niggas, they ain't trying to be on that type of time. They could get there if they need to go there. Cool. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has that moment. And you ain't even got to be a street nigga to get there. Because I don't never claim to be no street nigga. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't the move, man. I'm here trying to start this. I'm here doing a podcast. I'm here talking. All that tough shit, man. Niggas is off that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is off that. Especially the niggas that did it. They ain't on it. Dog, you in the league now, man. You are in the league. Flying on private jets from state to state to play basketball. Why the fuck do you want people to look at you and be like, oh yeah, Ja, that nigga gangster, that nigga hood. My nigga, look. It's a lot of niggas in the hood. Right? All across the world. It's a lot of niggas in the hood to this day that gets busy on that fucking basketball court. You understand what I'm saying? But you know what? Niggas got locked up in high school. Niggas got locked up in middle school because they had a pack on them, because they done shot something. They done stabbed something. They done had to do something. But guess what? Them niggas are still, nigga, you could go to any borough in New York and pick a nigga out and put him in the league. It's some talent out there, man. And them niggas is out there super nice. They'll never get seen, never get noticed, nothing. But them niggas is out there playing every day from sun up to sundown because they got a passion for the game. and they dead nice, but they opportunities just wasn't there for them. Now here you go, got all the opportunities. You made it to the league to the point to where you're one of their superstars, and you doing dumb shit for no reason. Your life wasn't in danger. Nobody was threatening you. Nobody was harming you. Nobody was attacking you. Nobody was physically doing anything to you to where you had to defend yourself with a gun, show a gun, chase a nigga off with a gun, pop a shot, do anything. You just pulled the fucking gun out because you want to listen to NBA Youngboy. He had you that mesmerized that you forgot what the fuck you was doing. Come on, my nigga. What are we doing? What are we doing? It's not that deep. It's not that serious. It's not that serious. It's not. You're going to make them people make an example out of you. And then give them a year or two. They're going to have another fucking John Morant. And you're going to be looking at the screen like, damn. You know what I'm saying? For real. Because at the end of the day, you got that paper. But you got to have that paper coming in too. Because them bills are going to be them bills. You understand? Vin Baker made over $100 million in his NBA career. And he now works at Starbucks because he used to gamble and just blow money, whatever the case. And there's no diss to him because he's happy and he's content with what he's doing. And salute to him. But I'm just saying, he ran through $100 million. That shit slows up. You got to have it keep coming in. You understand what I'm saying? All that, yo, he's young, he's this. He's a grown man. We got to tell grown men to grow up. He's a grown man. We're in the day of the internet, man. What did you think would happen? Didn't you go through enough with the last gun case or gun situation? I ain't going to say the case. The last gun situation. Didn't you go through enough? Shouldn't that be enough to make you feel like, oh, shit. All right, cool. It's my first offense. These people fucking with me. All right. You know what I'm saying? They on my side. They're going to hold it down. Let me fix this. You're going to make them look at you like a fucking menace or some shit. And they're not going to fuck with you. They're not, yo. Once people start writing in letters and shit to the NBA and all this shit saying, yo, we don't want our kids in this gangster. They're going to start looking at you as a gang member, gangbanger, gangster, whatever they paint you as. And your stock is going to drop, my nigga. Your stock is going to drop. They're going to paint you as that. They're going to paint you as this gangster. And your stock is going to drop. That's just how it is. I ain't telling you to get out here and shuck and jive. You understand? I'm not. Iverson didn't shuck and jive. You know what I'm saying? And Iverson was beloved. He ain't even get no ring or nothing. That man is beloved. Right? I ain't telling you to shuck and jive, yo. But I'm telling you to chill out. You doing dumb shit for no reason. And I remember Steven Jackson, right? Last time he kind of came out defending Ja. I'm going to play a clip on what he said. This is Steven Jackson, right? The first gun situation, he was defending Ja. You know what I mean? So now, let's hear what he say.
One guy, you know, that actually went to bat for him because I've been a guy who was throwing a lot of money at a young age and made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? But I'm totally different from the person I was. And, you know, I think a lot of people commend me on the changes I made, you know, after the mistakes I made. It's not what you do, it's what you do after. And what you do after is not do the same thing again, what he just did. So All the people like me that was taking up for him and that said it was a mistake, he's a young kid. You know, we can't go to bat for him this time. This was the dumbest thing he could have done. This is a moron move. His parents should be embarrassed. His friends around him that like we said from the last incident wasn't his friends. So it's just a fucked up situation. But you got to really just put everything in his lap and let him deal with it. He got to deal with everything that comes with it because he done the same dumb thing again that he act like he went and got help for. Just like I told y'all, he didn't talk.
Go ahead. I had a question for you, but go ahead. You look like you wanted.
That's real talk. This is coming from someone who had a super lost a lot of money in that Malice in the Palace fight. I forgot how many games he was suspended for, like damn near a whole season, if I'm not mistaken. Some wild shit. Like, so he been there. You know what I'm saying? He knows what it's like to lose this money. He knows what it's like to go through different adversities, right? And like he said, I learned from it. Like, you have things in front of you that you could look to. Ja, he got things in front of him he could look to, man. He got the internet. You in the league now, man. You can look and be like, yo, look, this person, that person. You see, they kicked Gilbert out the league. And Gilbert was super nice. They got him out the league for bringing a gun to the joint. You know what I'm saying? Now, Ja didn't bring a gun to the joint, but come on, my man. You like, how many chances do you want these people to give you? How many chances you think you're going to get, man? It's unnecessary. If you got some people around you, because even with this one, Steven Jack, he was like, yo, your friends ain't your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I don't know. Maybe there's some things out there that his friends did that's questionable or whatever the case. I personally haven't seen it. You know, the first gun incident, I can't really put that on his friends. You know what I'm saying? Just like this one, I can't put that on his friends. You know, if we out and about and I'm your man and we turning up and we having fun and we just bugging out and you do something wild, I don't see how that's my fault, because at the end of the day, you a grown man, you in the NBA, you know for a fact that anybody around you go live or do something like that, you know people is recording. So again, unless his friends like really did some wild shit. I remember that I think they was pointing lasers at the Pacers bus. Was it the Pacers? One of them teams. Shit like that, cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now if they out here wilding, then yeah, get some new niggas around you. You know what I'm saying? Because you also have to realize, like, once you elevate to a certain spot, the people around you gotta elevate too. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's part of the game. Like, niggas got to get on the same page. You can't be up here and then your man still thinking down here, because it's not going to work out. He going to be wanting to do all the dumb shit and not respect where you at. You know what I'm saying? So if it's one of those type of situations, I get it. You know, if your man's ain't on what you on, then, yo, I got to holler at you, because this is what I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? But if they not and they just on some shit, and, you know, you bugging out, then you really can't put that on the friends, you know. I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to see how this play out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope, like, they don't fucking hit him too hard. You know what I'm saying? I hope they give him another chance. And I hope he learns from his mistakes, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't be the dude back in the hood saying, yeah, I used to do this and I used to do that. Because niggas is not going to care after a while. You know what I'm saying? And that you need the NBA more than the NBA needs you. You need them more than they need you. And the moment that they feel like, okay, we're giving you chance after chance after chance, you're doing what the fuck you want to do, you're not taking this shit serious, I bet we're going to just go grab somebody who takes this serious. We're just going to go grab somebody that we could work with. We're going to grab somebody that we can market. And then it'll just be on to the next one. Because at the end of the day, it's business. And the last thing you want is the people to start to write in. We don't want our kids in this gangster's jersey. We don't want our kids in this gangster's sneakers. We don't want to come here and watch this gangster play basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, little shit like that. Then you start getting traded to this team and get traded to that team. Yeah, eventually, man, you're going to be playing basketball in the hood, man. You're going to be playing basketball in the hood. And you got some paper. But if you ain't bringing in no paper, that paper that you do got is going to get burnt through real quick. You understand what I'm saying? It's wild, man. We shouldn't have to tell grown men to grow up at the end of the day. I ain't telling you to shuck and jive, and I ain't telling you to kiss ass. That's not what I'm telling you to do. But what I'm telling you to do is stop doing dumb shit, because it's unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? You in the NBA. You made it. You out the hood. As we speak, it's some a nigga right now somewhere practicing, jogging, working out, all to try to get to the level that you at. Why blow that? Why blow that? Right now, as we speak, it's a nigga somewhere in the gym. It's a nigga somewhere in the weight room. It's some nigga somewhere on the track. It's some nigga somewhere playing 1-on-1, 5-on-5, 3-on-3s, whatever. Like, niggas is actively trying to get to that next level. Because you know what? That's their only shot. They nice. They got a fucking scholarship. They in college. They trying to get to that next spot because they want to take care of their family. And they want to set their family up and their kids up and their kids' kids up. You in that position, don't blow that, my nigga. That shit ain't worth it. You want to be a gangster. Gangsters don't want to be a gangster. Fuck you in the NBA for wanting to be a gangster. That don't mean you soft because you ain't running around 24-7 showing you, oh, I got a gun, I got a gun. That's just bringing on unwanted attention. Now when the real gangster see you out in the streets, he going to say, yo, I want to know if that nigga got his shit on him. Well, I want to know what he'll do with his shit and run down. That's not the type of, that's not what you want to do, man. And again, if any of his friends is around him and they encouraging it, that's one thing. But if he just randomly doing it and not listening to somebody, then y'all can't put that on the friends because y'all not in these conversations with them. Y'all don't hang out with them. Y'all in the car riding around with them. Y'all don't know if he probably got a real one with him that's like, yo, my nigga, what the fuck is you doing? But this nigga just doing dumb shit. Y'all don't know that. So you can't just put it on his friends. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they contributing and adding to the bullshit, hell yeah, put it on them because y'all dumb. Because if he fucked that bag up, that's y'all bag too. What y'all need to be doing is, like, yo, you know what's crazy? Y'all got niggas like LeBron. You got niggas like LeBron, my man. He came in the game in high school. He came to the league from high school. His same mans from high school is who is running his businesses now. That could be y'all. All y'all should look towards that and get busy. Stop trying to be NBA young boy. That looks crazy. That looks crazy. When you got a nigga that's worth $1 billion. That put his friends in position and made them multimillionaires. That should be the goal. That should be the standard. Niggas should be coming into this shit with a different mindset. You coming in here to be gangster. Come in here and chase that bag for your kids, 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 kids. And you got examples. You playing against a nigga like LeBron who came in this shit when he was like fucking 16, 17 years old. 17, 18 years old, came in the league. Ain't do none of this shit. Came in the league and got busy. Came in the league with a plan. Came in the league with a goal and got busy. You out here running around doing this. I wouldn't give a fuck if you on your own property. I wouldn't give a fuck if you was at a hotel. I wouldn't, man, stay the fuck away from guns, man. If I was a fucking multimillionaire in the NBA and it was like, and I got caught flashing a gun, I wouldn't touch another gun unless I'm at a shooting range or unless somebody coming on my property and I got to defend myself. Other than that, I don't need to be playing with no gun. I don't need to be having no gun in my hand. Look. And if I'm out and about, I'm securityed up. I'm Ja Morant now. I'm securityed up. I'm out here having a good time. Come on, man. We got to knock it off, man. We got to knock it off, man. But like I said, man, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to see where it go. You know what I'm saying? I hope he learned from this situation, man. You know what I'm saying? We rooting for him. You know, we can't deny his talent. You know what I'm saying? I cannot deny the man's talent. He's talented. He get busy. He's exciting to watch and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, grow up, my nigga. It's not worth it. Because if you lose all this, you're going to be the nicest nigga in the hood. And they're going to be like, yeah, yo. You know, yeah, yo, you're going to be in the hood telling stories. Oh, I remember, man. I remember when we played against Bron and them. And you don't want to be that nigga. You want to come back to the hood, and because you want to come back to the hood because you got camps and you coming back to help. You don't want to come back to the hood because you're back in the hood telling stories about how you used to do this and you used to do that. It's two different things, man. It's two different things. Put yourself in a position to where you coming back to the hood because you're giving back. You're coming back to the hood because you're building up the community. You're coming back to the hood because you helping the talent that coming from your hood. You know what I'm saying? You're giving them hope and you're giving them inspiration. You don't want to lose everything you got and hit rock bottom and now you back in the hood on the basketball court telling people what you used to do in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Put the gun down. Stay the fuck from around it. And get on your shit, my nigga. Word. But listen, man, I'm about to get up out of here. This is the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, theRetroRickPodcast@gmail.com. I'm out of here.